Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are your neighbor's keeper.
Yes.
You have to watch out for one another.
Mm-hmm.
And something Tommy saw at his neighbor's home, you'd want to know if this happened to you.
Yeah, goddamn straight.
So there should be no question whether or not a witness to this would walk next door and let this person know what happened, right?
Yes. Possibly.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So, Kimmy, we come in the other day.
Yeah.
And you're not Kimmy. You are not Kimmy. Yeah, yeah. Oh, my God, I'm going to strangle you. I swear to God. You have just been in a mood all day, and I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill you to death. Tommy comes in the other day, Kimmy, and he starts going off about something that he says he witnessed at his neighbor's house.
Yep.
And you got into detail.
Yeah. So the neighbor's having some work done at the house, so I see handy guy shows up, and he's, like, unloading all this equipment, right?
Yeah.
And he's bringing in this, and it's all equipment that when you fire it up, you're going to hear it.
Okay.
Loud stuff, right?
Sure.
Man work.
Yeah.
So he's been doing this. I'm outside. He's been at this for like an hour, unloading, moving, putting this over here. But he's not doing anything. He's just kind of moving around. He leaves.
Okay.
He comes back with more stuff, puts it over here, puts it over there, looks at it like that. This goes on for like hours, but he didn't do anything.
So he didn't turn on a single machine?
Nothing. It's all just there.
Okay.
And he's looking at stuff, and then he just kind of leaves.
Okay.
And leaves the stuff there.
So you came in and you told us you were convinced that he did not do a stitch of work.
Well, he didn't fire up nothing.
Okay. And your neighbor's not home either, by the way, right?
So, no, they're out.
Okay. And how long do you think they were there for?
Oh, 3 hours. Easy.
Okay. So that would cost a lot of money if you're paying someone to
do it. If you're paying,
Okay. So you tell us this story, and then we ask, well, what did your neighbor say when you told him what you saw?
I ain't saying nothing, man. I'm not going to bust the guy being also lazy. I'm not saying anything. Let them figure it out.
Good save.
Yeah.
Way to go, buddy.
No, but let them figure it out.
Why?
Because you're going to know nothing got done.
How? How would you know?
Well, hey, this still looks the same.
Okay. Let's say that this is a job that takes three, but the person who, by the way, was hired because this person doesn't know what they're doing, obviously.
Yeah.
This is going to take me 5-6 days. So I could show up, move stuff around, get paid for an extra day.
Oh, he was milking it.
Okay. So wait, you're admitting that you believe they were doing something
pure
wrong.
Pure milking it. He was stroking out that job.
You are living near this person.
Mm-hmm.
You have the ability to walk over and alert the neighbor that maybe they are being ripped off.
But now I also look like I'm casing your joint all day.
You are.
I don't want them to know that.
You are so bad at this.
Go tell this widow woman that.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Are you letting your neighbor know if you witnessed what Tommy Mulay witnessed?
Some laziness, potentially.
Well, Kimmy,
you're getting shafted.
If that neighbor is spending money for that person to be there and they're not actually getting the job done, I don't understand why you would not tell them. Because when you are having stuff done by someone else and you're not home, you're at the mercy of their honesty.
Yeah.
And like we said, every minute they're there can get super expensive. Kimmy, if you witnessed this, would you have said something? No!
Didn't even finish the statement.
No, because, okay, to Tommy's point, I also don't want to look like I'm paying too much. I don't want to look like a nosy neighbor.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want you to think I'm just constantly staring at your house, wondering what's going on.
For hours. Like, I'm basically saying, man, I was watching your house for 3 hours, nothing happened.
It is a bit of an invasion of privacy.
That might creep them out.
Okay.
Especially if I don't have that relationship with you. Like, if this is a neighbor that I don't really talk to.
Okay. I'm not that close
to this. I'm not saying anything.
Listen to how fast he's talking. I'm not that close to these people. I said I watched our house for 3 hours.
And I also don't want that responsibility in the future.
Okay.
Because if I do say something, and now they have something done to their home, some work being done, am I kind of on the hook? Like, are they going to expect me to let them know how things are going the next time around?
All right.
And there's another problem.
Oh, please go.
What if I piss that guy off? He comes after me now. Are you narking on me? You don't even know what you're talking about, man. I lost money because, you know, you don't understand how to set up a job site.
Oh, we lost a Johnson account.
He lost the Johnson account, the Widow Johnson, and now he's like, now I'm involved.
Okay, but here's the thing. Look, that is a valid concern. That is a valid concern that I am unaware of what the job entails, so maybe this person was doing their job.
I don't know.
But all it would take would be for that guy to clearly explain what he's doing to this person, for this person. If he can't explain it, you just saved that person potentially a fortune and maybe a shoddy job done on their house.
Now, what do I care? I don't want to get that guy fired and pissed off at me.
It's your neighbor.
Well, you make it sound like it's Jesus ordained it.
252-WCM.
I bequeath this devil to you, Thomas.
It's not any. That is not even close to what you thought you were saying.
But that's a dead-on Jesus impression.
I don't know how you would know if it was. But you weren't speaking Aramaic.
No, look, but I saw the movie.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. So both of you say you would not say something, and it's not appropriate to say something. You agree with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fair.
Simple question.
Right. Probably.
To figure out how you actually feel.
Yeah.
Would you want your neighbor to tell you if this
happened? Yes, man. I'm losing money, for God's sake.
Kimmy, would you want your neighbor to tell you?
I don't think it's really any of my neighbor's business.
No, that's not what I'm asking.
Well, but they're kind of making it their business, right? By, like, telling me how my work's going.
Are you really going to try and do backflips to justify your crap take?
I don't know if I would, because you're also not sure. You're not sure if they're, like, seeing what they say they're seeing.
Okay.
So now I would have to confront the person doing the work, and I'm probably not going
to
do
that
either.
You're not
going
to confront. You don't have to do that. You don't have to do that.
Well, what's the point of
me telling me? Oh, my wife is confronting that person. If she finds out somebody.
Oh, you're saying as the homeowner.
As the homeowner.
Okay, I get what you're saying.
Yeah, because
my wife,
I'd be too afraid to say anything anyway, so it's not
going to matter to me. My wife is, it's light up time.
But a justifiable light up.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But is it? Because I wasn't there to see it, so I don't know if it's justifiable.
Anyone that has had a project done at their house.
And it's expensive.
I mean, yeah, it gets multiple days and gets expensive, and you start to question, like, what's taking so long?
Right.
But who am I to say, like, hey, my neighbor said you're being lazy. They're going to say, no, I'm not.
Okay.
What am I going to do?
All right.
There's nothing I can do about it. I need this person to do the work.
All right. The phone number is 252-WCMF. I'm going to go to the phones in a second. I see you guys sitting there. There are some things. I agree. There are some things that you can see at your neighbor's house that you keep to yourself. And we're going to go down that list in a second.
Okay.
But this is not one of them.
Mm.
Let's start with Jeremy. Hey, Jeremy. How are you, brother?
My friend of mine is a professional painter, and he owns his own business. I do handyman work on the side. A lot of times we will take equipment and stage it at a house for a job that we might do a couple days away. So to Tommy's point, it would look like somebody's showing up, moving a bunch of equipment, and walking away without doing anything. I think this is perfectly acceptable.
Okay.
And to tell a person that somebody walked into their house and didn't do any work, mind your own goddamn business.
So you wouldn't want to know if a neighbor was suspicious if they saw something like this at your place?
No, because I think it would have the wherewithal to know that somebody was bringing equipment to my house.
Okay. All right. Well, look at that. Everyone's so smart. I don't have sleeves on today. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about.
Yeah, it's just today, right? In your sleeves. See you, dicks.
See you, Jeremy. Jeremy is very upset about even wanting to be
concerned
about neighbor.
He is, I guess, looking at it from the perspective of somebody that could be doing the work, and if you don't really know how it works or what's going on, shut up.
And that's a fine take, but I want to point out, when Tommy came in and told us the story initially, that was not his take. He was convinced that this person was ripping off his neighbor.
Yes.
Yet despite
he was
never going to go do it and tell him that, you know, this might be happening. All right. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, because we had a buddy in the business that, you know, that worked in lawn maintenance, and the stuff he told me he saw people do and just, like, were screwing people over.
Mm-hmm.
He had a lot of stories about that all around town.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, sometimes you wouldn't know.
Yeah.
Like, you couldn't tell whether he did it or not. It was one of those kind of jobs.
And, like, past that, how many times do we see these stories of people that work doing their own businesses getting caught ripping people off?
Yeah, but usually those people don't even really show up, do they?
But that's kind of what this is. He just showed up, moved stuff around. Okay. So as we go to things that you could see at a neighbor's house that are out of the ordinary that you would keep to yourself, if we were to do a power ranking, so both of you were saying you are not telling the neighbor if they think they're being ripped off.
Not getting involved.
What about something inappropriate involving their spouse?
So a cheating?
Well, let's say, you don't know. What happens behind closed doors happens behind closed doors. Let's say you got a buddy that lives next door.
Yeah.
Someone you're close with.
Yeah.
And on a Saturday night, he's gone. At midnight, another man pulls in and walks in the front door.
Yeah.
You witness this with your own eyes. You saying something?
No.
Someone, a neighbor you like.
Yeah, but I'd have to really be close. Because, man, what if I'm wrong? And that's dynamite.
Well, if you're wrong, then there's a simple explanation as to why this man was at his house at midnight.
But I'm also calling your wife a slut.
No,
yeah, you are.
You
she's
what
slutting.
I saw. I'm telling
he,
you what
you
I saw.
Leave town, and I think your wife was slutting with another dong.
Kimmy, slutting with another dong is one of my favorite Ribs Arkansas songs.
Slutting with a dong. Girl, that's just plain wrong.
Kimmy, you saying something?
No.
No, you're not saying a word.
Hell no.
Because you are really opening up. A disaster.
Okay. Yeah.
Kimmy, if you found out...
People get killed over this
Understood.
Stuff.
Understood. Kimmy, if you found out that your husband had a girl show up at his house at your house at midnight and your neighbor witnessed, would you be upset if they didn't tell you?
I could see why they wouldn't tell me as a neighbor.
Yeah, they'd be saying, finally!
You'd want to know if your wife was bringing a guy home.
Absolutely.
Which, by the way, everyone would understand. Everyone in the neighborhood would be like, finally!
But do you want to get... That is such a volatile situation.
Okay. All right.
And I had buddies that cheated on their wives, and I knew I was friends with the
neighbor,
wives.
And as a neighbor, it's...
I mean, I was close with these people, and I never said
anything. Yeah, because you're a coward, and you should have said something.
As a friend, yes. As a neighbor, no.
Okay, so if you found out that Tommy's wife was inviting a man over while he was gone during the show.
Because I'm friends with Tommy.
You wouldn't tell him.
I would tell Tommy.
You would come to me.
Yeah.
You
okay,
would
well,
tell
I
me
would
what
discuss,
you saw.
But you would get there.
I would discuss with you, and I would say we should tell Tommy,
oh,
right?
Who's we? I'm not involved with this.
Okay, well, I should tell Tommy, right? And you'd be like, yeah, you should definitely tell
you
him.
You are too. No, wait. He's not
I
gonna
would
have,
absolutely
he's not
tell
gonna have a place
him.
To live. We don't tell him. We just let him live. I mean,
look at this fancy chair and a stool now.
We understand where she's coming from. He needs a roof over his head.
Free stool, by the way.
Let sleeping dogs lie.
Yeah, right, I mean, same thing. If I found that Kimmy was getting cheated on.
Yeah, I would be happy to tell a friend.
I would have to tell her, but I wouldn't tell her directly immediately. I would have to talk to you. I'd have to talk to my wife. I would eventually tell her, but it would be a very roundabout way of getting there.
Be some discussion first.
All right, Kimmy,
have to get the approval.
I couldn't come in here cold, like Pat's out of the room and say, hey, man, you got problems, girl.
That's kind of an even more effed up way to do it.
Girl, you got problems in your house.
Everyone's going to find out about it before Kimmy.
Yeah, but I would understand why you need to confirm
I would be nervous breaking that kind of news to somebody.
Okay, Kimmy, I would like to point out that he literally just said...
And by the way, I would have to have real proof.
Yeah.
He literally just said, and he backs us up with the stories he tells over the years, that he had good friends.
Yeah. Close friends.
That he was aware we're cheating and never said a thing and felt bad about it, where you'd be around those... But you want us to believe that you would let either of us know that our spouses were cheating.
I would. Only because I'm an older person now and I've changed.
Okay. Oh, you haven't changed nothing.
I've changed a
but
lot.
But that stupid shirt.
I do think, though, you may not tell Pat only because you need his wife and you wouldn't want to upset his wife.
Well, I got an appointment in August.
What?
Yeah, I got an appointment in August.
Not anymore, you don't. Cancel!
No, I would let you guys know.
I don't think you would.
And you I would really think I would not tell you?
Yes.
Like, even with solid evidence, you don't solid think he would evidence. Say
I don't think he know because I think in his head he would be like, well, even if it's solid evidence, I can't be sure. He would find a way to justify in his head to keep it to himself.
Well, I mean, I'd have to see something.
There it is.
Well, yeah, because if I didn't, you know.
All right, how about this? Let me ask you a question. You're out at, I don't know, what's that Wegmans restaurant? Next door.
Yeah, yeah.
You see my wife. You know I'm out of town. I'm at a super cool sporting event being a super cool guy in a Tony Kukoc jersey.
Yeah.
And you see my wife at next door.
Mm.
She is at the bar with another man. And as he talks to her, he puts his hand on her knee.
Mm-hmm.
She's wearing a skirt, so it's bare knee, bro.
Bare knee.
Straight up uncut bare knee.
She out bare kneed.
He leans in, talks to her, hand lingers, and she's giggling about it.
On the knee.
But that's all you see. You telling me that?
Yeah, I would have to.
Yeah, I mean, he could just tell you he saw your wife out.
Okay, let's
because they would change the name of the restaurant to Finally.
Or how about the restaurant next to that called New Joke Dick?
Like just dropping.
I started the joke.
You were saying, Kimmy, I'm sorry?
Like, just giving you the information that you saw your wife out to dinner.
Okay.
I don't think that would be weird.
Right, yeah, I saw your wife out to...
Let's walk through this.
Bare
okay?
knees.
So I get back from the Tony Kukoc jersey convention, right? And you saw my wife, so I sit down, and okay, so you got to tell me. So,
yeah.
You start, stupid.
Oh, yeah, I ran into your wife.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where was she?
She was at next door.
What was she doing?
Sitting at the bar, having a drink.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
With her friends.
Which friends?
Well, I don't know. Your friends.
Okay. Well, yeah, no.
Yeah, just friends.
Yeah, she goes out. That's not telling me what happened.
Yeah, you're supposed to.
You
she
can't
was with,
even do
she
it
was
in
with
a fake scenario.
Another guy. I don't
she
know
was, she was having
was.
A drink with a guy.
Oh.
Like a coworker.
How do you know it was a coworker?
Well, he looked like a doctor.
You can't even do it. He can't even do it. That's how I know you would never tell me this stuff.
He
looked
like a big-time doctor. You would frame it by, like, asking Pat a question. Like, do you know? I never recognized this guy before. Do you know he looks like this? He was with your wife at dinner.
Handsome, looks rich.
Do we know this guy?
Intelligent. He looks very educated.
Okay, see, this is how I know he wouldn't do it. He can't even
fake it. He had one of them fancy watches on.
A fancy watch.
Oh, yeah.
What about something involving your neighbor's kid? Again, as we talk about Tommy, he's convinced he saw his neighbor being ripped off by a handyman, but he's not saying anything. All right, so how about this? Tommy,
kid.
Teenager has friends over. When your neighbor's out of town, you know they're drinking. You saying something?
No. I mean, I did it as a kid. I'm not narking. I mean, unless somebody I see something dangerous.
What's dangerous?
Gunfire.
Oh, my
no,
God!
It wouldn't take anything dangerous. It would take a kid parking on your lawn.
No, he still would be too much of a bitch to do anything. He'd just come in the next day.
But if they're just drinking and banging and
just
partying.
Just drinking and banging.
And partying. We all did it.
So what? It doesn't mean it's a good idea.
It was a good idea when I was doing it.
Kimmy, would you say something if your neighbor's teenagers had a party while they were gone?
If it wasn't affecting me, no.
How do you criticize him and then have the same answer?
Again, like, it would depend on, am I close with that neighbor? Do I, like, know the kid personally?
Let the kid have fun.
Like, I don't know. I think I'd have to have at least a semi-close relationship with that neighbor to say something.
And what am
something.
I seeing?
You're seeing a party that they're having.
I booze and...
Yeah.
Booty. A booze and booty party. Let's say I see some herb, they're doing some drugs, they're having fun.
These are teenagers. They're doing drugs, drinking, and having sex. Why are you still watching, by the way? Why are you still watching the party, you creep-ass bitch?
I want some booze.
And all also, right. Maybe the parents know they're having a party.
So then if you called them and be like, hey, just a heads up, it wouldn't be an issue then, would it?
Well, then they'd be like, are you judging me as a parent?
No. God, you guys do these backflips to be cowards.
Yeah, we do the backflips.
Well, what did I do? I would say something to my neighbor. I would say something to my neighbor if their teenage kids were partying. Because I would want them to do it for
like
me.
Like hardy or just like being kids?
If I see them drinking alcohol and they're not there, I'm going to make the call. And I don't think that's inappropriate.
Are you going to be like the alcohol cop?
You mean the cops?
Oh.
But I'm not a cop. But no, yes, I would be that guy. I would want them to do that for my kids. All right, one more. Right. One more question. I'm going to start with Kimmy.
Yeah.
Okay. Because she was a girl.
Right.
Not so much anymore.
I'm just a girl. What?
Thank you, Kimmy.
Mm-hmm.
You look out the window.
Mm. Yeah.
It's like, you're not Kimmy. Shut up. I'm so done with the show today.
I'm looking out the window, too.
I'm so done with the show. Kimmy, it's 1 o'clock in the morning. You get up to get a glass of water. Yeah. You look out the window, and you see your neighbor's teenager climbing out their window. Oh. 1 o'clock in the morning.
I'm not saying anything. That kid put a lot of effort into that. I'm not saying crap.
Tommy, you saying something? 1 o'clock in the morning, neighbor, kid, teenager climbing out the window.
Oh, they're going out to have a little fun. Little sexy time in the park or something.
All right. Turns out the next day, 4 o'clock, they come over.
What happened?
My kid's missing. We haven't seen him. You saying it then?
No. I'm really in trouble. I didn't see crap.
But let me check.
Well, you already
cameras.
Know she's missing.
They believe that she's been kidnapped, but it turns out she just climbed out the window and snuck out. You saying anything?
No.
Well, if they already know she climbed out the window. Yeah.
No, they don't
out.
Know.
I have no idea.
She's missing. What? She's missing. They don't know
what,
how maybe
she's
somebody.
A Lindbergh baby. They went in there with a ladder and walked her out.
Oh, it might have happened. Who knows? They've called the cops. There's now a criminal investigation open.
Well, I guess
but
you'd
you...
have to say
so
something.
So now you're saying, but you did. But when they ask you, why you didn't tell me in the first place?
Well, I didn't know what she was doing.
Climbing out a window one in the morning. Oh,
so
my
nobody
God.
Knows but me, because I got up and got a glass of
you
water.
You saw her out the window.
But nobody knows this but me.
Yes.
I am not saying a damn word. Because that makes me, I'm in trouble.
No, you're not. You're
I'm withholding
a bad
evidence.
You're a bad, no, shut up! You are not a lawyer, nor a smart man, nor handsome.
No, if the cops come
nor
over.
Nor worth anything as a human being.
Aren't I in trouble if the cops come over and they say, we have this issue, did
I'm
you
not,
say anything?
I'm not saying that. Well, you'd be in trouble if you didn't say anything, if they asked you.
Right, so I'd have to tell the cops, right?
But yet now you're in a situation where you didn't tell the parents in the first place.
Right, I still ain't saying that.
Oh, my God. Okay.
These kids just had fun.
How do I work? She's missing.
That's how much fun she's having.
Okay. I work with the two worst people on earth. And I'm not even a good person.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
We're cowards.
Your business stays over there. My business stays over here. Mm-hmm.
Unless your business gets all messed up, in which case you want them to step up and say something to you.
Well, yes.
Okay, great.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Two bad men, Tommy.
Whatever.
Well, I mean, if you look at doing this is bad, yeah. Which I guess it would be. But it's funny, Kimmy, it's weird how they focused on this specific thing in the story, because I assume most of these kind of happen this way.
Mm-hmm.
And it does invoke a fantasy from, I think, most men when you hear what these two guys are accused of doing.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. We have in front of us a story without a lot of details.
Okay.
But it comes to us from 10 NBC. Last night, was it last night? Monday night, excuse me. Two adults were taken into custody after a police chase.
Right.
Now, the police attempted to pull them over. We don't know why police tried to pull them over, but they weren't having it, and they took off. And they make it a point in the story on 10 NBC to say they started in Penfield, but crossed the town line into Brighton. Is that what they said?
It said, I just saw they crossed multiple town lines.
It said, no, it doesn't say multiple. Well, I guess we would have to go multiple from Penfield into Brighton.
Yeah.
But they kept saying, cross the town line, cross the town line, cross the town line. Both people were taken into custody. We don't have any charges yet. We don't have any details as
why
to
they split? Okay.
All of these things. All we know that they crossed the town line.
Yeah.
And Kimmy, you saw this and you had a question.
Yeah, because I think, you know, we've talked in the past about how everybody has like their getaway fantasy. Like they think that if they had to get away from police, they could make it a pretty decent ways away before they got caught. Like, how many town lines do you think you could cross? And I guess what area would it be easier
to cross
multiple town lines?
If our goal is to cross as many town lines as possible
during a police chase,
where are we starting the police chase is your question. Guy, you thought about this.
Yeah.
Where are you starting your police chase?
Well, here's the thing, because I'm thinking, like, the east side's a little more condensed. So you may be able to get through multiple towns faster, but those roads are windier.
Okay.
It's going to take you maybe a little bit longer to get through all those town lines. You need a little bit more wide open space.
We did talk yesterday about how Fairport, Parrington, Penfield have the windiest roads
of
all time. But you are, I mean, they're so tight together, you don't even know when you've crossed over into different towns.
You probably wouldn't.
All right. So what's your answer then?
See, I think you got to start somewhere like, I'm thinking like west side, like Spencerport, because you're kind of close to like Brockport, Greece.
But here's the thing.
Hilton.
If I go west towards Brockport, now I'm an hour away.
Well, you could go like through Hilton and around again.
Okay, but again, Hilton is like so far out of the way.
But they touch.
You would have to go up to Hilton through Spencerport.
A lot of back roads.
Find Greece,
a lot of straight shots.
Okay, I think you're way off here. If you're trying to cross as many town lines as possible, starting in Spencerport is a terrible idea. What do you think?
I think I'm thinking east side, starting north.
Okay.
And Webster.
All right, so you start in Webster.
Right.
All right, where are you crossing into?
I jump on 250.
Okay.
And I'm just going straight down the line. What? I'm going to hit them all.
Bow, 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 bow.
Trying to think what you're crossing through.
I'm hitting every town on the east side on 250 almost. Yeah, I am.
Okay, yeah, you could be right.
Yeah, I am. I'm doing it. I'm doing it right now.
The only one I'm going to miss is like, ER.
Okay.
But what's the traffic like? Are you going to be able to bob and weave?
Yeah, I think so.
250 though. Is it bobbing and weaving on 250?
I'm bobbing and weaving.
A lot of stopping and starting. You could be running a lot of lights.
Yeah. Well, that's every street's going
to
have that.
You're more likely to get into an accident, I think.
I mean, she's right. If you go the Spencerport to Hilton route, there is a lot of wide open space, 55.
But you're not hitting a lot of towns. You're asking me how many towns I'm going to hit.
Yeah.
I take 250. I've taken every town but one.
But no, Kimmy's right.
Yeah.
I mean, like, if you get far enough to get to the towns, because you could get T-bone running a red light. You stop at a red light, they can run a pit maneuver on you, take you out, buddy.
Probably going through Greece. You don't think you're going to hit traffic?
Well, there are certain parts of Greece that are a little more open than others.
Yeah, she's not wrong. Man, she had a bad idea, but somehow your idea is worse than her idea.
No, I like
that. I'm just thinking, like, you got to pick an area where there's not so many cars that you can't get by.
But then you're not hitting towns. You're out in the sticks.
You guys are overthinking this. You're overthinking this.
Always do, man.
The easiest way to blow through as many towns as possible on a police chase is to start on Lehigh Station in Henrietta, take 390 north until it stops.
Are you wait? You're going on
so
the
you're
interstate?
You're just going straight 390.
You're going on the interstate.
We did not make a rule.
Was 390
can't use
against
highways.
The rule? If I jump on 390,
that's cheating.
I start.
I didn't. I was thinking like more back.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Nobody said.
Just get on like that fast road and go.
Nobody said 390. I got no lights. I'm hitting Henrietta. I'm hitting Brighton. I'm hitting the city. I'm hitting.
Well,
Gates.
Yeah.
I'm
then I guess
Greece.
I could just get on 495, 93, and just do the loop and then do that. I'm just going to go through every town.
Well, no, you're going
to
be.
I would just go around in a circle and hit every town.
Okay, but if you're going in a circle, they're going to be able to stop you, bud. They're going to know where you're going. That's why you got to keep going straight. I can get off at any time. They don't know where I'm going. And let's say.
By the way, you're way easier to track on the interstate.
Yeah, but
they can shut that down so fast with the state troopers.
They're not going to shut down 390 for a police chase. Where they going to put out spike strips on a 70-mile-an-hour road?
They shut down the interstate all the time.
Shut it down. Snap. Chris writes us on Twitter. He had a question. Wasn't that Tommy's mom's nickname Bob and Weave on 250? Remember what that sounded like?
What did it sound like? Yeah, I get it.
252-WCMF. You know, we said this was a man fantasy, but it was Kimmy's question.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we got a lady that wants to jump in. She's on CMF. Hello, Christina.
Hello.
What do you got for us?
Okay, this is the easiest way. So, Empire Boulevard. It's if you're by Baytown Plaza, you're Penfield.
Okay.
Then you're Webster. Okay. Then you're Rochester. Then you're Rundle.
Oh, that's boom. Four.
Four towns.
All right.
Okay, all right. But Empire is a lot of starting and stopping too, Christina.
And it's busy as hell.
Yeah.
Multiple lanes, though.
Fly.
But you got to go up that hill. They got that blind hill. You're going to die, Christina. You've died
Dead
before.
Man's Hill.
Yeah, you've gotten to the second town.
I drive it every day.
All right, it's over. Sorry you've lost.
But you thought about it.
Christina, thank you for the call. All right, if we're not going to use...
The interstate.
I'm taking 5 and 20.
You're way out in the sticks.
Am I winning or not winning here?
I don't think you're in many towns.
Bro, there are tiny towns all throughout 5 and 20, and you can get to 5 and 20 everywhere.
Yeah, but they're spread way the hell out.
So how do you know that, bud?
See, the thing about being in town is it's condensed to Kimmy's point.
Okay. No, there are little towns you are driving through that you've never heard
of. But, bro, that takes you time to get to them.
I disagree. Start in Canandaigua, go west. I mean, if you're going east on 5 and 20, you're right. It's going to take a while. Mm-hmm. If I'm going west on 5 and 20, I'm going to Google it right now.
All right.
I'm going to Google the route. Because you can literally get to anywhere in New York State on 5 and 20.
Yeah, eventually.
Yes.
But slow and distant.
Slow and distant. Wasn't that your nickname in high school? Slow and distant?
That's what I said on my report card.
All right, I'm pulling out here.
All right.
I'm on 5 and 20. I don't even know where I've started.
6 days on the road.
All right, bro, if I take 5 and 20,
all right, what are you gonna hit?
Starting in Canandaigua, I'm going through Bloomfield, West Bloomfield, Avon, East Avon. We're talking Caledonia. We're talking Geneseo, Mumford,
Wheatland, but those are really
Riga,
spread out.
Churchville. They're not as spread out as you think, you bitch-ass bitch. Honeyway, Livonia,
they don't
Hemlock,
touch.
Bristol. Bro,
well,
I'm taking...
yeah, you just...
No, now I'm on 28. I messed up. All right, no, I'm taking 28.
Hey, you're so dumb.
No, you dumb. I'm starting in Canandaigua. I'm taking 20. Bloomfield, West Bloomfield, Lima, East Avon,
you're
Caledonia,
already nailed.
Mumford.
You're already
no
nailed.
Way, man. You can't stop me. You can't stop me.
I mean, those country sheriffs will nail your ass.
Got a long way to go and a short
We're
time
to get there.
But some of those areas, like, if you're not familiar, you could get lost. I
no
mean,
kidding.
If you're actually, like, focusing on going in a certain direction.
I'm just driving straight. Yeah. I'm going east.
All right.
And then a little bit north.
You're not familiar with that stuff out there.
Sure I am.
Rust Belt City Boy.
252-WCMF. I see you guys on hold. Scott writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. 104 East, towns and counties. I think East is the wrong way to go on 104.
Yeah, but that's where...
it's wide open space. Those towns are too spread, man.
Then you're heading out towards SOTUS?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. It's too spread out.
All right, because I'm looking at 104 right now. I got my map up here. All right, so... we're going to start in Webster. Yeah, bro. These towns are so spread.
Yeah, you're caught before you hit North Rose.
252-WCMF. Let's talk to Dave. He's going to figure it out for us. Hey, Dave, you're on CMF. What's up, buddy?
Morning,
Dave.
So, 390 to the parkway out to 98, if you wanted to. You saying just in the county or anywhere?
Well, we're just trying to
I
blow through
as many
towns,
as
bro.
You can get through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, the parkway to 98 south up to Batavia, and then 33.
Mm. I mean, you could loop back around and hit every town in the greater Rochester area doing that.
Okay.
Take 33 back towards Rochester. You're going through Chilai, Churchville, Buffalo, Buffalo Road, Greece. All right. That's 33, right?
Yep.
Buffalo Road. All right. Dave, I mean, you're not exciting, but I think that might have been the best
Dave plan. Wins.
Great call, Dave.
Go get some Mamba Sun.
All right, no, we don't know if Dave Woods. We'll take one more call.
All right.
And we don't like this guy. He's a huge-ass nerd. And normally he's boring as hell.
Mm-hmm.
But he does know things.
All right.
Cody's on CMF. He's got the last word. Hey, Cody, how are you, big-ass nerd?
You think I know things? I mean, that's just...
You sound like
I really steered you wrong.
You sound like a low-end clown when you always start, you think I know? Do you want a balloon animal?
All right, we're going to start in the Greece area. We're going to go north to through Ridgemont to North Greece. We're going to I like Dave's idea, kind of his general, you know, his general idea.
Okay.
We're not using the parkway because the parkway is like north of everything.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you hit more towns on 18. So we're going to take 18 through North Greece, through Hilton, through Hamlet.
What is 18?
It kind of goes parallel, right, to the parkway a little
bit? It goes parallel to the parkway, but a little further south.
Okay.
It's so like a northern 104.
Okay. It's not wrong.
All right. It's funny. Yeah. I'm so invested in this. I have my map up. I'm literally following it as he's talking.
So the thing, too, that nobody's really realizing is if you're going along the same road the entire time, the police are going to catch on, and they can set up spike strips. Mm-hmm. They can try to stop you. So using 18, you've got a lot more side roads you can dip into if you need to. We can get through Morton and Kendall on 18.
A little duck and run.
We can get through Kent and Carlton. I like the idea of going south on 98, but not all the way. You hit 104, go out towards Gaines.
Yeah, this is why I hate
I feel like I want Cody in my ear while I'm doing this. All right, you're going to take a left.
By the way,
you can make it all as far as like Ridgeway or Medina before they either call it off or catch you.
I love how
that's a pretty decent idea.
I love how we started this conversation. It's not a bad idea, but like we never established why you want to hit as many towns as possible, right?
Just thinking how many you could get.
Just a brag.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right. Cody, great call, buddy. Thanks for the call.
It's a fairly useless thing, but hey.
All right, Cody, thank you for the call. Have a good rest of the day. He's got a low-end birthday party to get to.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.